Hey there, and welcome back to another episode of the Lazy Girl's Guide to Podcasting. I'm Verity, and on this channel, in this podcast, I talk all about podcasting. It really could not get any simpler than that. Before we go any further, if you are watching on YouTube, I would love it if you could subscribe to the channel and whichever podcast directory you are listening on. I would also love it if you could subscribe on that directory as well. But without further ado, let's dive into this episode where I want to pick up and chat and discuss about a comment that I saw come up on Twitter this week. So in this Twitter post, it was a company called Podcast Guru. Podcast Guru have a podcast directory app where you can go and listen to podcasts. And somebody had left them a review, presumably in the App Store, and they gave them a one-star review complaining that literally every podcast that they listened to using the Podcast Guru app, the podcast episodes and the podcasts had ads in them. And this got me thinking. I was like, this is such a random, it's just a random thing to be upset about in my mind. So I thought that Podcast Guru came back quite well. So I'm going to read to you what they said. They came back saying, please understand, podcasters are inserting audio ads, not our app. We are no different than any other podcast app in that regard. So giving us a one-star review really isn't fair or helpful, which, you know what, I completely agree with. So we've got a couple of things here to break down. So first of all, when you hear ads in podcast episodes, whether they be pre-roll, mid-roll, or post-roll, so if they come before the episode, middle of the episode, or, you know, within the episode, or at the end, it's the podcaster themselves that has either put the ads there themselves, be them host-read or pre-read by somebody else, and then they've literally inserted the audio file. Or what you can do, which is what I do on my podcast, is when you upload it to your podcast hosting platform, you can select to say, I want an ad to appear or be played at this particular point. For example, I use Megaphone as my hosting platform. And what I do is I go through my episodes and I say, I want an ad inserted here. And then my Megaphone, they look at all of the preferences that I've selected for the type of ads that I do and don't want to appear on my podcast. And they will just automatically insert ads at that point. There are other podcasters where what they prefer to do is they will insert an advert where either they've pre-read it or it is read by the company and then inserted. But I think there's also a conversation to be had as to why podcasters insert ads into their podcasts in the first place. It comes back to a couple of points. First of all, a lot of podcasters just want to bring in some kind of monetization. We've talked about monetization in episodes previously, and I will make sure that those are linked up. If you are watching on YouTube, they'll be linked up here or they'll be down in the description box below, and you can go back and listen to those episodes if you're on podcast. But I think that the thing that people need to remember is that podcasting, even though you can podcast for free, not many podcasters do podcast for free. So for example, if I look at the running costs of my podcast, I spend roughly $30 per month on the different platforms that I use for recording, editing, and different AI software that I use for the podcast as well. Sometimes it goes over, sometimes it goes under. It just really depends what I'm using that month. But over the course of the year, that adds up to, once you've exchanged dollars for pounds, because I'm in the UK, I'll be paying roughly around £300 per month to keep my podcast going, which might not sound like a lot, but, you know, every little really adds up. So if I can monetize in some way to recoup the costs of that, then brilliant. Some podcasters are like me, where they just want to recoup the costs, or they want to, you know, just see if they can cover their costs really of podcasting. But there are other individuals who want to make a full-time income or a part-time income through their podcasting, and dynamic ad insertion or host read ads, basically having ads in your podcast, is a great way of monetizing podcasts. It's no different in my mind to watching terrestrial television and having adverts appear. You know, you're having your ad break, your normal ad break. And it's also no different to watching YouTube and having ads inserted in the YouTube videos. This is obviously just all my opinion. There were a few comments that came up from this particular tweet, but one of them that struck me as well is that somebody and I can't remember who now, but somebody was saying, well, you know, it's free content, so why are you getting upset about ads? You know, if you want ad-free content, then a lot of podcasters actually have streams whereby you can subscribe for the ad-free content. So for example, at the moment I'm setting up my Patreon for the Lazy Girls Guide to Podcasting. It's getting there. I know I've talked about it before on this podcast, but it's taken me a long time to research exactly how I want it to look, and I want it to be of value to you guys, my lovely audience, as well. So it's taken a while to get it going, but one of the things that will be available for subscribers to the Patreon will be ad-free episodes. So, you know, if you are listening to this and you think, oh my God, it's really driving me insane that there's an ad when there are ads, then you can subscribe to the Patreon to get ad-free. Equally, if you watch on YouTube, currently I'm not monetized on YouTube, so currently it's ad-free on YouTube as well. And I think it's interesting to consider, yes, okay, ads might not be amazing from a listener perspective, but sometimes some podcasters find them necessary, or if they're not necessary, they're something that the podcaster wants to include or wants to explore or trial as part of a monetization opportunity. So if you see comments like this and you're thinking, wow, should I monetize my podcast? Ads are obviously really annoying people. Do you know what? It's your podcast. Just trial and error, see what you think. And just because it annoys one person, you know, if your content's really valuable, I've sat through some god-awful ads on podcasts before because I love the podcast. I love the podcaster and the information that they're giving me is really valuable. Should you monetize through ads on your podcast? I'd say, yeah, if that's what you want to do. I would just say, make sure that it's in moderation. You know, if you're only having like a 10-minute episode, let's not have 5 ads inserted in there. Make sure that your ads are relevant as well to your audience, you know, not advertising something completely off the wall that's, you know, your audience would just never ever be interested in, and making sure that whatever's being promoted aligns with your brand's values. And I think that's probably where I'm going to sign off on this episode. But yeah, if you want to monetize through ads, monetize through ads, and you don't need a reason why. You don't have to go back and justify yourself to somebody. It's just, you know, if that's what you want to do, it's what you want to do. So on that note, I hope that you have found this episode useful, interesting, particularly if you have been toying with the idea as to whether or not you should have ads dynamically inserted in your podcast episodes. And otherwise, I will see you next episode.